I chatted with two of my friends, Karen and JD, and reminisced our previous travel experiences. It was just so good looking at the old pictures of the places you've been, and we can't help but pray that we can go out and explore the world again. I'm not an expert in giving travel advice. I would say I'm just a travel enthusiast, just someone who's curious to see the world. But when it comes to planning my trips, I always read and get some tips to people who I know who would give me the best travel advice. Where to go? When is the best time to visit the place? Should we tap a travel agency? How much money to bring? And the list goes on. But at the end of the day, it's always the experience that matters. The places you've been, the people you're with, the people you met on your travels that matters the most. These experiences are priceless. I hope you'll love my little chat with Karen and JD as we recall our previous travel escapades and hopefully get some tips to plan your future travels. Hi there, Michelle Wary here. Join me as I chat, laugh, and get real conversations with my good friends on this podcast. Welcome, Karen and JD, on my podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys? How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Why are you so quiet?
I don't know.
Actually, you guys love listening to podcasts?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. So, how are you keeping yourself, positive these days?
Netflix.
A lot of Netflix.
Now, yes.
Yeah. Are you binge watching any shows right now?
Yeah. Sometimes you really don't want to watch it, but you just play.
Yeah, all night long.
Yeah.
I just realized how nice Big Bang Theory is.
I love that series.
Really?
I finished that series.
Oh, that's 12 seasons.
12 seasons.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yes.
As of this moment while we're recording the podcast, JB is watching this video. What is this video?
All about cars.
Wow. So,
all about BMWs.
You love cars.
Yes.
You know, on this podcast, you can't get away with this. I have this little segment. I call this the rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So this is fun. So I'm going to throw in some questions to you. So all you need to do, just one rule, all you need to do is just to answer fast.
Okay.
I don't need to think anything, just answer fast.
Okay.
So who will go first? JD?
I'll say fast.
Who would go first? I think we'll go with Karen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, go.
Okay, Karen. This rapid fire questions has something to do with our topic for today.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, whenever you're ready, Karen.
Okay.
Okay, toilets, squat or Western?
Western.
What can't you travel without?
Cell phone.
Which country has the friendliest people?
Japan.
How many words or how many foreign words have you learned so far?
Arigato.
Just one. Okay, who at home texts you the most when you're traveling?
My husband.
A strict schedule or go with the flow?
Depends.
Do you call yourself a traveler or a backpacker?
Traveler.
All right.
Wow, so fast.
That was it. Are you nervous, JD?
Yes.
I can feel the tension now, JD. You're sweating.
Yes.
Okay, whenever you're ready, JD.
Okay, ready.
Right. Okay, for JD, bungee jumping, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you prefer hot, cold, or temperate places?
Both. Yeah.
All right. What's the best thing you've bought?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, because there's a lot. This one you're going to like this. Window or aisle seat?
Oh, window.
Window.
Yeah.
Do you bring a lot of gadgets when you travel?
Yes.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee,
yeah. What has surprised you about yourself when you're traveling?
That I can travel alone.
There you have it. That was our rapid fire questions. Good job for both of you.
Yes. We survived.
You survived. Yeah. All right. So we're going to dive into our topic for today.
Okay.
Yeah. So because we're not just, we're a bunch of friends who just have one major thing in common. Okay. And that is we love traveling.
Mm.
Yeah. So I know that the world is somehow like in a pause right now and we can travel. But let's go ahead and talk about our previous travel experiences. Your, you know, both of you individual travel experience. And your future travel goals. So I want to know what's on your bucket list, what's in there, which places you want to see. Okay. You know, when we can freely travel, which places you want to go and explore. All right? Karen, I remember we went to Yogyakarta, Indonesia.
Yes.
That was back in 2016.
Yeah.
All of us. That was through 2016. That was our first trip together.
Correct.
And
yes.
Then Carrie, and then Winch and Perry, two of our friends. What was the most happy memories on that trip?
Too many to mention. Yeah. But yeah, actually the most memorable part for me, two things. One is in Jomblang Cave.
Oh yes, we rappel.
Yes, we rappel. As in literally human rappelling. Because 15 to 20 people is helping together to pull us. Rope
to
bring us down the cave, right?
Yeah. So the underground cave. Yes.
It's really exciting, I would say.
Yes.
And then the cave is really beautiful also because there's what they call the light of heaven.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I have a lot of pictures.
Correct.
Yes.
So Instagram-worthy photos.
Did we rappel together or?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. And then Winch and
Perry.
That was fun.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And then the second one for me would be the Kalibiru National Park.
Oh, was this the one that we went to the top of the tree?
Correct.
Was that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess one thing that I really remember there is on the way, we actually hired a car.
Oh, yeah.
But end up, we cannot go up because of, you know, crowded place.
Yeah.
So, and then our driver then hired 4 motorbikes. To actually pillion ride. So imagine that you're riding on a motorbike and then it's a rough terrain.
I remember.
It was my first time riding a motorbike. Some more you're just a wrong term, you're hello heaven.
Yes.
So that's quite fun. That's one of the most memorable part of my of our trip.
Yeah. And I remember we went to the famous Borobudur.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And then we went to, we tried to catch the sunrise.
But it's raining.
But it's raining. Yeah. Raining so hard.
And
then we woke up.
3 or 4?
Yes. But it's raining so hard. So we're wearing all the raincoats.
Correct.
But it's raining. But it was very beautiful.
It is. Yeah. Still beautiful.
And what I remember is that that was Chinese New Year.
I
remember it so clearly because we are on a strict budget. Like the 4 of us, we're living in a, like, every day we have $10
budget
each of us, and we really follow that budget.
Right.
Yeah, but I think for me, I went on just a major travel, so, and then it followed this Yogyakarta trip, so I really have to stick with my budget. But all of us, surprisingly, were on a tight budget, but
It
worked out fine.
Correct.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yes.
JD, I want to ask you, before the world was, you know, hit by this pandemic, every time that I open my Instagram, when I see your feeds, like, you're like, every month, you're everywhere.
No.
Yeah, you are everywhere. Like, this month, you are in Asia. the following month, you are in this part of the world, other side of the world. How do you plan your trip? I wonder, how do you plan your trip? And do you have this, travel fund? Because I don't know. It's crazy. How do you, you know, manage to go a lot of places every year?
Actually, it depends. You need to budget your leave. You know.
Yeah.
You need to know, like, for this year, where would you like to go?
Mm-hmm.
And usually, my friends are, you know, planning it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And some travels like nearby countries like maybe Malaysia or maybe Philippines when we need to go back. Those are travel like on a weekend travel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for this, my travel previously, because you noticed that I keep on traveling, and I really plan it ahead of time. Budget wise, of course, I check like the flights, the cheapest flight sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask for, I mean, I need to budget my money and I need to budget my leave as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are travels that it needs like more than a week.
Yes.
There are travels like even 2 nights is fine.
Yeah.
Especially for those places that you've been to.
Right, right. So, do you guys splurge? Let's talk about it. You know, do you splurge when you travel or do you stick with your budget?
Actually, for me, it depends. It depends who you travel with.
Mm.
Because sometimes there are friends that they really want to splurge on hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe they want to splurge on the airlines. You know, they don't like budget airlines. Of course, they said that for safety, you know, recently there's a lot of these issues.
Yeah. So, oh, yes.
Yeah. So, for me, it really depends because, but if it, for example, I'm traveling alone, usually I don't splurge.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, for my hotels.
Because that is your chance to, you know, to treat yourself. Mm,
correct.
And get then, the good food and all that.
For the food, not too expensive.
Yes.
As long as I can eat, one good food in a day, it's fine.
Okay.
Because breakfast, you have it in your hotel.
Yeah.
Then, lunch. Sometimes you're not hungry much, so maybe I'll splurge on my dinner.
Okay. Yes. I get you. Karen?
For me, yeah, it also depends who you're with.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I stick to a budget. So at least I set a budget daily. So a certain day, for example, I will compute how much it will be my meal on my lunch and on my dinner.
Yeah.
Now, if there will be some extra, then it will, you know, fall on the second day, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the end, I can, anything that's extra, I'll be able to buy other things like souvenirs.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Yeah. Let's jump into my next question. Amongst all the places that you've been through, which one is the most memorable place for you? Like, you know, you always want to come back to this place.
Me, Japan.
Japan,
oh, yes, yeah. Ever since. I guess because it's something I really dreamt since I was a kid.
Yeah,
I
mean, yes.
Because I love watching anime, so I really love, I wanted to go to Japan. Although, I was not able to explore it that much because I only stayed there for like 9 days.
Yes.
Mm. And I didn't get to see Mount Fuji. I need to have some closure with him.
You're gonna go back.
Have to go back to visit Mount Fuji.
Yeah. Yes. That's nice. Mm. JD?
Mine, memorable. It depends because, yeah, like same as what I said, depends who you travel with. Because there are places that, let's say you go there alone or you go there with your family, but you're thinking of your friends as well, that maybe if I'm with these people or this group, I think we're much more...
You would enjoy the place more.
Yeah, correct.
Ah, okay.
So, like Peru, it's a good place as well because, you know, it's like a backpacker trip. Yeah. I don't have any luggage. Mm-hmm. I don't have any... I only have one shoes and one slippers. Uh-huh. And the clothes that I have is just very few.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because you need to go trekking, so...
So you went there with friends in Peru?
No, that time I'm alone.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Imagine, I'm also bringing my laptop because I need
to do... That was
so
brave.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I have something to do for work.
Okay.
So even though I'm on leave, I'll make sure that, you know, I can still contact my, you know, my boss.
Yeah,
you know, and,
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you thought you want to go back to Peru with your friends?
Yes, I think it.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And it depends. Also depends on the place. Like in Europe, I like to go back. Like in Amsterdam, I also like to go to. My favorite is London.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and as New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
So it's very. You know,
there's a lot of places that you want. It's interesting you mentioned London because I think 2019. I think January when we're planning our leave. I was talking to you then. And then I was asking you and another friend which place to visit. And then you mentioned London.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm supposed to go somewhere else. But since you mentioned London, okay. And then I said, okay, I'm just going to go to London. So see, I'm asking tips from you.
Yeah.
Have you thought of like maybe someday you're going to have your own travel agency? You know, giving some...
Wow.
No.
Never.
I just want to go like... Now that I'm still young, you know, 25.
Yeah, I think this is the best time. 25! 25!
I didn't expect that.
Please.
Plus?
JD. 25. 10 years ago. That was 10 years ago.
No?
Okay.
Okay, next.
Okay. I wonder if you're an adventurous traveler. Do you engage in extreme sports like bungee jumping?
Mm-hmm.
When I asked you early on about bungee jumping, did you say yes or no? I forgot.
Yeah, because yes, there's yes. a lot in yeah. New Zealand.
Okay. Oh, so you did bungee jumping?
No, because I think that was... the weather is not that nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't. And because it depends on the place. Because if you go Paris, you cannot do that.
Yeah,
or, I mean,
yeah,
there's
correct.
No... I mean, it's not the proper place to do it.
Mm. So are you an adventurous or are you just, you know, just like taking pictures? You're more on the safe side, just enjoying the place?
For me, yeah, same with JD. Depends on the place.
Uh-huh.
But let's say, for example, I did water rafting.
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
In Philippines, one in CDO, and uh-huh. one in Davao.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah. So, it was really an extreme...
extreme sport.
Extreme sports. Yeah. Because it's quite dangerous also.
Yeah.
But anyway, if let's say, for example, the place itself has like this kind of extreme adventures.
Yes.
I make a point that I will have to visit that.
Yeah, yes. Or I will try. Like
yes,
the one in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? The
skydiving?
Yeah, skydiving. It's yes. skydiving.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
I don't think I can do that.
I would love
I'm
to do that.
I'm always on the safe. Like, I can't. I can't.
I would love to do that.
That's good. JD, we went to Cambodia in 2018.
Mm-hmm. 2018. Yeah,
that was okay. In 2018 with two of our friends. That was actually a birthday trip getaway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, yes. Mm.
So what was the most... memorable part of that trip for you?
Going to Cambodia. Okay, because going to Cambodia, we... How did we go there?
From Singapore. I remember from Singapore, we took a bus.
Oh, yeah, bus.
To Malaysia.
To KL.
To KL.
To KL, yeah.
And then from KL, we plane. And yeah. then, yeah, head on to Cambodia. That was our trip.
Yeah.
Because, and then we nearly miss our plane because of the long journey.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, yes.
So don't do that on a Friday night. From Singapore to KL. Yeah,
that was fun. Yeah. Yes, because we just after work and then we went on, we get on the bus.
We cannot sleep on the bus
we're so scared of missing our flight.
But the trip is very relaxed for
yeah.
me. Because
yeah.
we're, food, I'm not so sure whether we like the food, but
yes.
It's just nice.
Yeah.
And we just want to get away from the, from
yes.
the city.
The
like
city.
Singapore.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. We went a lot of tours then. Mm. I always remember the massage that
yeah,
we
massage.
Had. It's like, I think we went there for three days,
yeah,
right?
Because guys, here in Singapore, massage is very expensive.
Yeah.
Like if you go to Thailand, Malaysia, or maybe in the Philippines,
you
it's
remember,
very cheap.
You remember how much that was? It was yeah. $2.
Mm-hmm.
So every single night we were there in a city area. So we're yeah. getting a massage.
Wow.
Yeah. yeah. So we know our drill, like at night we're gonna head there for mm-hmm. $2.
Wow.
That was very cheap. That was very cheap.
Yeah. And some more our two friends, right? Like Jill and Winch. They really want to have a good photo. And it's I can't take them a photo, but they will ask you, how do I pose or how do I, So it's so hard because those things they should,
yes,
do it.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, I just remember because I'm now looking at the photos. So.
Oh, you're reminiscing. You're reminiscing. Real quick, tell me the places on your bucket list. At least like two countries that you want to visit. When the world gets, when we're free to travel again. These places must be, tick on your bucket list.
Well, as I've mentioned earlier, Japan, definitely.
You're going to come back to Japan.
And then also Israel.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to visit Israel.
Same.
Yeah. And also UK, London specifically.
Yes.
What about Paddington? He's from London.
Yes, hello. London. Showing your stuff, toy. What about you, JB? How have you been to Israel?
No.
You haven't, yeah. Israel is also on my bucket list, yeah.
Mm.
JB?
Me? Maybe in Africa.
Africa.
Anywhere
oh, yeah.
in Africa.
Safari.
Because,
yeah.
Because I've been to South America,
mm-hmm.
Europe, and
yes.
other parts. But then I think I'm missing this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Antarctica as well. So,
yeah.
Hopefully. Because, every birthday month, I always... travel and like this month I should have already my tickets.
Oh yeah.
So maybe this time I'm not so sure, but I go to nearby country first.
Okay.
Like Japan or maybe mm-hmm. where else in Thailand, you know, food, because yeah. their food is very nice.
Yeah, true.
So maybe this time I'll go nearby country first, you know, go back to the Philippines to visit my family, and yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in the Philippines. You know, this is, I'm so ashamed of saying this, but I haven't been to Boracay.
Oh my.
Yeah, have you been to Boracay?
Yes.
Many times. Yeah, see? I think it's because you know that you're from the Philippines, so anytime you have access to all these places. Yeah. But it's still good to travel while you're still young. Mm-hmm. You know? I wonder if you have met any famous, you know, celebrity when you were traveling and, you know, ask for a selfie. This is just a random question.
I never met
anyone. Or do you gush over them? Like, or for example, given a chance, whose actor or personality you want to see maybe on a plane and, you know, quickly ask for a selfie? Do you think of that?
Not really.
Yeah, me too. Not really.
I actually just remembered, sorry. Yeah. When we visited Japan, we saw Tony Gonzaga.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. But we didn't take any selfie. We just saw her with, I think at that time, still her boyfriend.
Oh, the husband now.
The husband now, yeah. So, but we didn't take any selfie with her.
Okay, because I think a lot of, you know, I want to see Benedict Cumberbatch on my travels. This is my last question for you guys. Like we have mentioned, I know we were just reminiscing on our previous travels. You know, we just love seeing those incredible pictures. We love to go out and see the world again. And I think that's everybody's prayer. Even if the world is in a pause right now, you know, when we are able to travel again, what best advice you want to give to our listeners, you know, who are travel fanatic, and you know that this advice really works for you?
For me, I guess it's really important that expect the unexpected.
When you're traveling.
When you travel. And if that happens, don't stress about it too much. Just enjoy it.
Yes.
Okay? Because there's nothing you can do about it anyway.
Correct. Yeah. Yes,
so stick to your budget as much as possible. And if possible also, make sure that you still have an extra money. Or at least you convert, or you make sure that your credit card or your debit card is good for overseas use.
Yeah.
Just in case.
True. Yes.
I mean, another point for me, I think that one of the most important thing also, and as a Filipino, most of the Filipinos doesn't really know about this, I would say. Buy travel insurance, please.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Because not, I would say, for all, like, you know, Filipinos, they don't really buy travel insurance.
Well, some people actually don't believe in travel insurance, I would say.
So, yeah. But I do believe in it.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not saying that, you know, you are expecting something bad will happen. But
yeah, exactly.
If in any case it happens, at least you have the peace of mind.
The peace of mind when traveling abroad. That's good. Good.
Because if the plane is shaking, you think about the insurance.
You're going to say all the prayers. Yes. JD, what about you?
For me now, I think you must save first. You know, like, you don't know until when this pandemic
is. Yeah.
So at least when you save, and if it if everyone is free to go and can travel the world, then at least you have the money.
Yeah.
And for those who are like starting or wants to go, planning to travel.
Yeah.
I think my advice is to go to the nearest country first before you go to other countries that is, you know, like
a major travel.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So at least you will still appreciate because, for example, like now we're in Asia, in Singapore.
Yeah.
And you want to travel to maybe to Europe before you travel, maybe to Cambodia, to Myanmar or whatever country is that.
Yes.
Then I think you might not appreciate it much because it's like, it's very the same, you know, like some areas are really the same. Unlike if you go to travel nearby, then at least you still appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think those were my advice. And, you know, don't splurge too much on travel.
Be wise.
Yeah, be wise and spend within your capacity.
Yes. Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. I think that's good. That's a good point. Because you don't want to splurge so much and then just...
Because some, they just want to have the photos, you know, just for the sake of photos.
Yeah.
Always experience the place. Yes. Remember that.
Yes, yes.
Don't go for one place to another. Like one day, let's say when you're in Europe, you're just only 2 nights.
Uh-huh.
You don't experience the culture, the food. So try to experience it and enjoy.
Yeah.
Because if you just want to have a photo in Eiffel Tower and then the next day you want to go already to Colosseum, then of course. You just went there, but you don't really experience the country or the place. Yeah.
Yeah. I also love people watching. Everyone is just wanted to get a nice photo, but me sometimes I just like to look around, see the people, the place. There you go. So there you have it, guys. We're finished. Thank you for joining me for this podcast.
Okay, thank you.
It's so nice to have you, and I hope that we can travel again soon.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mesh.